From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. A group of heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a university campus in northwestern Pakistan Friday. At least 9 people were killed and more than 35 others wounded. Doctors say most of the victims were students. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban took credit for ordering the deadly assault they believe is linked to the Pakistani spy agency. The military says the gunfight with terrorists who were dressed in female burqas lasted several hours and 3 militants were killed. The local provincial police told reporters that investigators were trying to determine whether a 4th body was also that of a militant. Syrian government negotiators at peace talks in Geneva will go home over the weekend and have yet to decide on whether to return next week, citing a statement by the opposition that President Bashar al-Assad could play no role in a transition period. The regime's chief negotiator told reporters his team would leave the UN-backed talks and that Damascus will decide if they return and continue the talks next Tuesday. Zimbabwe's newly installed president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has named his new cabinet. The choices exclude members of the opposition, dashing hopes that Mnangagwa would have to seek a more inclusive political climate than his predecessor, Robert Mugabe. Main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai told the Associated Press that there has been no dialogue with the new administration. He said Mr. Mnangagwa has a very small window to demonstrate how and whether he will deliver on national expectations of change in Zimbabwe. This is VOA News.